us, it wouldn't stop the process from going forward. CUNY will take over and have this process move forward as it had did with some other colleges. Also, another thing is UCC and Pathways Committee, they had met before several times last spring, in the summer, also this semester. I don't think it would be worth it to postpone it, especially since all these faculty and students and other people had put so much effort into cultivating these courses for students to take next semester. So I think that everyone should support Ken Lord's motion to accept these courses and not suspend Pathways.
Thank you. Ron?
Well, I support the resolution put forth by Professor Rodberg, and this idea that Pathways will come in the fall of 2013, that's not at all clear. There is currently a lawsuit against it. The union strongly rejects Pathways. The University Faculty Senate strongly rejects Pathways. Other governance bodies on other campuses strongly reject it. It's not a foregone conclusion. And I don't think we should help the process to come into existence, because it's a bad process. It's a process which ignores the rights of this governance body to decide upon curriculum. Let's not forget that. So we should not approve anything that suggests that we approve what the university has put forth concerning Pathways. We should reject it every time it comes up, as other bodies have around this university. We should have the guts to reject it, because if we don't reject it now, we'll have to go through a similar process the next time another proposal comes from the university concerning something, a further development of Pathways. Maybe there'll be a different name for it, but we'll have to go through the same process again. No, the buck does stop here, and we should put our foot down now and reject anything that suggests that we approve Pathways. So I'm for the approval of the substitute motion, and I reject and for the rejection of anything that is put forth by UCC concerning Pathways.
And just a point of information, it's not a substitute motion, it's a subsidiary. A subsidiary motion. Kevin?
Subsidiary.
Kevin Ferguson, Department of English. At a meeting yesterday, the Department of English unanimously voted to endorse formally the Council of Chairs' special motion. One of my department's strongest sentiments in endorsing this motion was that despite Pathways' stated intention to improve transferability, the mandate is resulting in radically different composition courses across CUNY campuses. The department was also concerned about the attempts at intimidation and the violating of faculty governance that continues to take place on certain campuses. This was made dramatically clear recently when the administration at Queensborough Community College threatened to cancel all offerings in English composition and lay off all of the faculty after that department's faculty voted against reducing the instructional hours for English composition, reducing it from 4 to 3. Queensborough Community College Department of English decided to recall their chair and elect a new one. This passed with a massive majority. This led to the president of Queensborough refusing to accept the departmentally elected chair, to start a national search for a new chair outside of the department, and to appoint as interim chair for tenure and promotion cases the same provost that had tried to force the department to accept the 3-hour class earlier. We're luckily not in the same situation at Queens College. However, because Queensborough Community College is our number one transfer college, and because 58% of the students at Queensborough College transfer to us, our department's especially concerned about the diminished academic standards and reduced requirements resulting from the lack of adequate time for dialogue among faculty at this campus and other campuses. Thank you.
Please.
I just had a question.
Excuse me. The president... you're the member of the body, you're just not a senator. You can't propose a motion, but you can speak to it.
Thank you very much. I stand to oppose this chair's resolution. I'm profoundly disappointed in it. I have felt over the years at Queens College that we've had a very collegial environment, and that as issues would come forward, there'd be a chance for the president to be apprised of these issues and to deal with them in a straightforward way. So why am I opposed? As you know, the thing I have been most passionate about in the 10 years I've been here is the initiative we started 8 years ago to make sure that the general education we offer for our students is a general education that will make them be able to stand in a strong place as they go out and get a job and go out into the world. We have been working on that. I see this resolution as saying, to hell with it, and I'm deeply offended by that. I see so many people working in the UCC, in this Senate, on a curriculum. And what I see is we have been working for 8 years. Pathways came along. It's asking us to put something in a different package. But as I've said to most of you here many times, we can work through this if we work together. What is being proposed will simply take this Senate, make it pretty much irrelevant to the process in City University. That would be a tragedy. This is a Senate I'm proud of. I don't want its power and its prestige diminished. Also, I have made it very clear at the Personnel and Budget Committee, College P&B, that we have a strategy that can work, and we can deal with all the problems that you've been talking about that you're concerned about. The issue of three credits, the issue of how we do writing. But what I've asked people to do is let's do things one thing at a time. Let's be orderly about this. Now, I know it doesn't feel orderly because from time to time there are directives from the central office that are confusing. But we have been working together to make sure that we can take all those things that faculty worked on for the last 8 years, keep that alive and active, and then fit it into a format that is designed for ease of transfer. And if you have paid any attention to what's happening nationally, you know that ease of transfer is a thing that we cannot stop. It is a national movement. Every board of trustees is concerned about it. Every student who transfers is concerned about it. We have to meet that goal. And it's not sufficient for students if we say, oh, down the road sometime we'll do this. We need to deal with that issue now. And so, as we move forward, if we can put these courses, I know some departments want to withdraw courses, that's fine, but if we can move our courses forward to the CUNY-wide faculty committees, then we have something to work on. And then, as I've said again and again, we will address all those issues that are of concern to the science division, to English, to the language divisions. But if we simply say, let's not play, let's go home, let's be irrelevant, that, I think, is a very, very unfortunate thing to do. So I would urge you not to support this, but to allow the courses to go forward. And by the way, if you don't think there should be a CUNY-wide faculty committee reviewing these courses, think about it for a moment. Ease of transfer is the issue. We will have to accept courses from other institutions. I want to make sure that you, many of you serve on those committees, and other distinguished, prestigious faculty in CUNY are reviewing all these courses that we will have to accept. Now, many of you probably feel transfer isn't a big concern to us. Let me tell you, it's a huge concern. More students come in each fall as transfer students as as first-time freshmen. And I want to make sure that we serve our transfer students just as effectively as we serve our students who come in as freshmen. And we have a path clear to do that if we can proceed. And I guess what I would like finally to plea with you is we've worked together for 10 years. I've been good to my word. I think we can do exactly what I said. It just means we have to be more orderly, more systematic, and We've already established some committees. Bill McClure, the acting dean of Arts and Humanities, is heading up some of the effort. Others are doing other parts. So please consider this. I urge you to vote this resolution down. Thank you.
Jim, before you leave, I have a question that I would want be very grateful if you would address it. There are two issues here. Dean Savage, college-wide at large. The first one is whether or not this whole pathways thing really is going to ease a supposed transfer problem. Queens and Queensborough probably have the best transfer relationships in the university, and I've always been mystified when the claim is made that this pathways initiative is to ease problems with transfer. And so when I asked Julia Wrigley, I said, what is the evidence that this is so? She says, well, there's not really any. When Bob Lanson asked David Crook, the head of institutional research, CUNY-wide, what is the evidence that pathways will solve transfer problems? David was unable to point to anything. So my first question then is, what is the evidence that this will really do anything to go ahead and solve transfer problems? The second question I have, and this one is actually for me more important, and I'd just like to follow up on Ken. We're going to be getting students from Queensborough that don't have 4 hours of English 110 instruction. They're going to have 3. Do we think that's a good thing? Probably not going to help us very much. We're going to have students who are now going to have a 3-hour lab science, not a 6-hour lab science. Is that a good thing? What is the argument how this is preserving or even enhancing, because I've heard people say that, the quality of the education we're providing?
To ask for evidence before we have the program is a little difficult. But if you look at the structure of this, we now approve courses. It's an elaborate process. Many students get very frustrated, and that's why this has become a major national crisis. Pathways is finding a way in which courses are common across different institutions. Therefore, there should be, if the CUNY-wide faculty committees do their work, and they are, we should be able to know what are the learning objectives, what are the goals, what are the standards in those courses. And since we accept so many students from community colleges, I am really excited about that, because one of my concerns is that if we have to accept courses from institutions that have lower standards or different standards, then we set up our transfer students for failure. So I think this is, down the road, a way to help that. Now, I don't think Pathways is going to do anything for us for quality. But I have full confidence in everyone in this room that we can preserve the quality we already have. And we can put courses together that will continue to be just as rigorous, just as exciting, have just as much pedagogical integrity to it, if Pathways is the template we have to fit things into, or if it's something else. There are certainly ways in which Pathways, I think, can give us greater opportunity to do things. If you talk with the faculty, the over 150 faculty who've put courses in for this, they're excited. I mean, I haven't seen as much fervent excitement about curriculum, and especially with people who've been hired in recent years, than I've seen recently. We may not like it if Pathways was the catalyst for this, but it was. I don't think you should throw all that away and simply say, we don't care about all the work our colleagues did. We're just simply going to say no. And then we're going to accept whatever comes down from the university. I'm too proud of Queen's College to do that.
Further debate? Oh, Ken? Oh, he's answering. You're answering.
Okay.
He's answering Dean's question.
Oh, so please answer Dean's question because you were on the committee. Go ahead.
I thought he was asking President Myskin's a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Okay. Okay, so someone who has not spoken before, please.
Stephen Grover, philosophy. I spoke in favor of our implementation plan, And I know that one of the things that we all said at that time, and we've continued to say since, is that whatever the merits of pathways, the implementation timetable was insanely fast. And that remains true. And because of that extremely fast pace at which this is happening, a huge amount of irrationality and arbitrariness is in the system. Not here, particularly, because we are doing what I think President Myskin says we're trying to do, which is to preserve the quality of what we do within pathways. But what has become absolutely apparent over the past year is that at other colleges, it will be impossible for them to preserve the quality of what they do. And in particular, this will be true at the community colleges. When President Myskin uses the word we, he means Queens. He does not mean the City University of New York, right? And this resolution does not say the hell with pathways. If it did, it would be worded differently. It postpones indefinitely, which we've heard means until May, which is not very far away, as far as I reckon, 6 months or so. It just postpones, and it tells the administration of CUNY, we will not put up with bullying of faculty at other colleges in this university. If they want to get Queensborough on track by bullying them, what they will find is a revolt among the colleges that says, you stop bullying the faculty at Queensborough, allow them to elect their own chair, for example, and maybe we'll think about going back to work on pathways. But you will have, they will have set back the timetable, an insanely unreasonable timetable that they should have set back anyway, should never have adopted in the first place, should have adapted to it already. And we're not telling them the hell with pathways. I don't believe the hell with pathways. I am actually in favour of something like pathways. I hate the learning outcomes. I worry about the fact that it's just preparing us for Benno Schmidt to make even more money selling off standardised tests. So we all have those worries. But that's not what the motion is about. The motion is saying, you must stop bullying other colleges, and you must do something about the arbitrariness and irrationality of the course review system. President Myskin is right. Some of us sit on these committees. I sit on the one that reviews individual and society course review proposals. And I've seen them from all over all over CUNY. And they are shockingly poorly presented. For the most part. They have not gone through any faculty governance procedures. They have not been through a body like this at the college they come from. They're produced by end runs around the normal curriculum development and approval process. And they are drivel, some of them, really absolute drivel. The irrationality of it is extraordinary. On individual and society, we're getting courses that clearly belong in other buckets. They belong under the creative expression, or they belong in the US experience, and so on. And yet we have been instructed explicitly by Phil Kazanich that it is not the responsibility of the committees to decide which bucket a course goes in. If a college puts it forward for individual and society, so long as it meets the requisite number of learning outcomes in individual and society, then it goes into individual and society, even though an exactly identical course from another college will end up in creative expression because that college chose to put, say, women writers in the 20th century in creative expression rather than individual and society. Now, if that is not irrational and arbitrary, that a student takes a course at one college and gets one kind of general education credit, and exactly the same course at another college gets a totally different kind, then they transfer here, and ours is maybe in a third category, this is crazy. So we can see that the process is absolutely falling apart. The principal reason this is happening is because everything is being done too quickly. The reason they have to do the bullying that they've been doing, which honestly is shocking that it's going on, and the fact that the president himself can't bring himself to condemn that kind of behaviour in a college, I just think is shocking too. We should tell them, no, we're not going to cooperate with this anymore. We're going to put a stop to this. Come back and talk to us in May.
I would like to respond to my good friend Steve. The bullying at Queensborough, which is reprehensible, was not done by CUNY. That is a local activity. I have seen the chancellor who has been as outraged as Stephen Grover is about that behavior. That is not the behavior that CUNY condones or that I condone. And I'm very sorry if, in my remarks, there was any suggestion that I'm going down that path. I think most of you know me well enough. That is not Jim Myskins. Thank you.
Michael?
I just want to speak from personal experience here. I disagree with the philosophy of pathways. I think it's something that's being pressed upon us for all the wrong reasons. Whether or not there was a simpler solution, I fear for my fellow students come fall 2013. If we don't have anything ready except 11 classes, forget about suffering with the learning outcomes being dumbed down. They're not going to have any classes to take. Now, I do think that we should do something about the aggressive timetable. Maybe we should figure out some way to put a halt on putting it into effect, maybe for a semester or so we have more time to create classes, because in the UCC, I'm seeing all these classes come at us. A lot of them look like they've been rushed because they're trying to meet the deadline. Some categories, we only have one class to fulfill that requirement, one course from one department. There's simply not enough time. But I think to throw all those classes that we've already passed away and stop working on them to make these classes, even though they're a little dumbed down, they're still preserving the Queen's identity, unlike the schools that are just blatantly defying it. They're getting a generic identity. I hate pathways, but I love Queens, and I want us to preserve our identity. So if the Council of Chairs were to come back with some way to buy us time, I would be in full support of that, because I want us to develop great classes for these students to take, even though it's under a half-hearted mandate. But as far as this is concerned, just throwing everything away and saying, we're just going to sweep it under a rug and forget about it and let what may come, I can't support that. And I would encourage my fellow student senators, as well as you faculty senators, to consider that. Thank you.
Ron?
Thank you very much. I know I spoke before, but I've heard some interesting things here. I heard the president say Pathways is great. Well, when you were proposing your gen ed requirements over the years, I didn't hear you mention anything about doing away with language requirements. I didn't, in fact, if that concept had been presented to you, you would have rejected it out of hand. I didn't hear you say anything about making lab courses, doing away with the, making science courses without lab hours, and making every science course have the same number of hours as credits. I didn't hear you say anything about having an English course, having more hour, having the same number of hours as credits. I didn't hear you say that concept was a bad concept. I mean, the idea that a Queensborough, they have an English course with 4 hours and 3 credits, somehow that's unacceptable. Now, I want to remind the people here that the group that's pushing this down on us at the university, this Office of Academic Affairs, and it could be part of the Chancellery, it could be part of the Board of Trustees, they have been consulted for the last 6 to 8 months, and even before that, about our objections, not just our objections, but the objections of people all around the university who've asked them, what about language requirements? Why are you eliminating language requirements? What is your justification for doing that? Also, what is your justification for eliminating science courses that have more hours than credits, or any course that has more hours than credits? What is the rationale for that? How does that, what does that have to do with transfer? I mean, the idea that this has something to do with transferring students is totally absurd and it's obscene. And look, the president of the college, I'll be cynical, but I'll be truthful about it. He's employed by the central administration. I would not expect him, I would hope that he would. I would not expect him, but I would hope that he would. I would not expect him to oppose what the central administration is proposing. I would hope that he would, but he hasn't.
Dave?
I call the question on the motion to postpone.
Okay. We have to vote on calling the question. It takes a two-thirds motion to call the question. So, all in favor of calling the question, please hold up your clickers. This vote is just to call the question. Call the question means no more discussion on this particular point. And that we take a vote. We can continue discussion. Okay, the question is called.
Pardon me?
Okay. Opposed? Abstentions? Two abstentions. Okay. Okay, on the motion to postpone indefinitely, all in favor, raise your...
I really think we need to have a silence for the public record.
Okay.
A roll call.
Okay, we're going to have a roll call vote. I'm sorry, could you step to the mic? I cannot hear you. Step to the mic, please.
My name is Miriam Solomon, and I agree that he did a point of order for ballot vote, but a roll call vote is too public. I think a ballot vote would be better. I don't feel like everyone should know who's voting for yes or no against the CUNY Pathways. I feel that, and I think several others would. But
Well, this is a public meeting, and falls under the rules, so all of your votes are public. Even if you write them down on a piece of paper, it's not a secret ballot because they won't be counted unless your clicker number is on there, and we record your clicker number next to your name.
Plus, I feel it would be faster for a ballot vote than a roll call vote.
It's the law. It takes a one-third vote of the body to have a roll call vote, so you ask all in favor.
Okay, it takes a third of the members to be one-third of the members present, or one-third of the members to have a roll call vote. So we will, I will ask all in favor of a roll call vote. Hold up your clickers. There are no secret ballots here. This is a public meeting. Opposed to a roll call vote. Okay, there is no roll call vote. Then we will do it with paper ballots. Your ballot will not be counted unless your clicker number is on the ballot. If it's not there, we cannot count your ballot. We are now voting on the motion to postpone indefinitely. So good point. If you say on your ballot that you are in favor of the motion, if you are for the motion, you are for the motion to postpone the pathway part of the UCC report indefinitely. If you, Dave, please.
If the way this works is you have a ballot. If you are in favor of the motion to postpone, write yes, put your clicker number. If you are against the motion to postpone, write no, put your clicker number. You can abstain also, write abstain, and put your clicker number.
One more time, if you are in favor of the motion to postpone the part of the UCC minutes that report that pertains to pathways, vote say yes and put your clicker number. If you are against it, say no and put your clicker number. If you abstain, say abstain and put your clicker number. The motion does not carry. We had 28 yes, 11 no, and 9 abstentions. The curriculum report continues.
So I guess I'm moving.
No. Go ahead, please.
I guess I'm back to moving unanimous consent on the UCC minutes of October 18th, which includes the some of the stricken pathways courses and the extra pathways courses that were not put on these minutes but were sent through the Senate mailing list.
Any objection? Amendments? Okay, Stephen?
Yes, I have a question.
That's Stephen Grover speaking.
Stephen Grover, sorry, philosophy. I have a question about on page 3, the psychology, the neuroscience changes. There's, I pointed this out, but the very same course to read, in the to read, the very same course, Biology 286, appears both on the list of required courses and on the list of electives below it. So that seems to be an error. And the other thing I would point out is that, I don't know if anyone else read this justification, but it's extremely hard to make sense of. And there's some strange uses of English, some sentence fragments and so on. But so I wondered if the UCC's attention perhaps was a little elsewhere there. And then I think there's also a problem on page 4, right at the foot of the page, math and natural sciences. The words which the students will explore from are not struck out there, which I suppose they
I'm sorry, where is that, please, again?
The foot of page 4, the very last line, yes. In fact, on page 4. I think the strikeout is incorrect there.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to use a preposition to end a sentence with. All right, well, we'll definitely fix that up. And as far as the other comment, Psychology 316 appears as an option among the required courses and as an option among the electives, so it can be used in one of those two places. So it's Biology 373 or Psych 316/Biology 385.4, so you know they can take one but not the, and then use the other as an elective.
I'd like to make a motion to separate out Section A from Section B, and we would ask that we vote on Section B first.
A motion to divide is in order. It's debatable. Wait a minute. One time. We already did that when we... No? Okay. Discussion on a motion to divide.
Yeah. Since a majority of this body voted in favor of the motion that I put forward for an indefinite postponement, I think the body ought to have a chance to express its views on the pathways part of this motion separately from the rest. So I support the motion.
Further debate? Okay. All in favor to divide Section A from the rest of the UCC minutes, please raise your voting cards. Okay, would you stand? We just want to make sure we got this right. Would you stand and raise your voting card? And hold your card up, please, so that we know. Nope, that motion fails.
On order, the chair votes in the case it will change the debate. Check about any time, but we're only 29.
That's 29. So we're back to the whole package? Go ahead and say it again. Move unanimous consent.
Okay. Let's vote on the... any further debate on the UCC minutes? Any part of it? Okay. all in favor of the minutes, UCC minute report, rather, raise your voting card. The motion passes. Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes.
Hopefully this won't take as long. I move that the minutes of the Graduate Curriculum Committee dated October 17, 2012 be passed. Move unanimous consent.
Any objections? Discussion? Done.
Thank you.
Nominating committee report, unfortunately, because of the conditions of the storm, our nominating chair cannot be here. Is there someone else from the nominating committee?
I move approval of the nominating committee report. It's in your packet. It's got four candidates. It's the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee, Elections Committee, and Governance Committee. And I seek unanimous consent.
Objections? Discussion? Done.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you all very, very much. Get home safely, please.
Yes, Michael left.
Yeah.